Hachette Audio presents The Ripper Affair. Bannon and Clare, Book 3. Written by Lilith St. Crow. Read by Maura Quirk. Alone in a Crowd. Chapter 1. A Messy Method. The trouble with dynamitards, Clare had remarked to Valentinelli that very morning, was the inherent messiness of their methods. Of course, the Neapolitan had snorted most ungraciously. Anyone who killed with such a broad brush was a bit of a coward in his estimation. A curious view for one who named himself an assassin, certainly. Still, Clare had not meant merely their means of murder, but everything else as well. It was just so dashed untidy. This Clerkenwell courtroom was packed as a slaughter yard's pens, and the lowing crowd stank of rotting teeth and stewed potatoes, violet or peppermint cashew, and sweat, wet wool and the pervasive breath of Londinium's yellow fog. It had been a rainy summer, and even those venturing into the countryside to pick hops had been heard to grumble. The weather did not fully explain the crush. There were hangings elsewhere in the city that served the lower classes as better amusement. However, the public, or at least a certain portion of that great beast, expressed quite an interest in these proceedings. It did not take a Mentath's faculties of deduction or logic to answer why. The eastern end of Londinium's great sprawl was slopping over with both foreigners and irons. Southwark crammed to the gunnels with irons as well. 20 or more to a stinking room in their blood-pricked fingers, altered or not, largely responsible for the gleaming, expensive mechanisterium shipped out each tide turn. It was no wonder they were restless, given the ravages of the red, cholera and tuberculosis as well, and the rampant starvation on their Emerald Isle, where their overlords, most of supposedly healthy Engline stock, behaved more like petty feudal seigneurs than benevolent citizens entrusted with the task of dragging papist potato crunchers from their ancient green mire. That was, however, not in the purview of a lone Mentath to speak against. He was merely present to give evidence. He could not allow feeling to intervene with logic or truth. Sometimes, even a Mentath could wish it were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?